Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock live Sunday here on 96.5 WCMF. But if you want to watch the game...
Oh, where do you do that?
Well, you can do it at, for my money, the best place in Rochester to enjoy a game.
Top shelf.
The Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai. In fact, it's such a great place to watch a game
that
Tommy being there on Sunday will not make it suck anymore. And you know when Tommy shows up, the sucking starts. Delicious food, fantastic drinks, great people. Go hang out at the Bill Grace Tap Room on Sunday in Chi-Lai with our good buddy Thomas Mulay.
Mm-hmm.
With your friends from 96.5 WCMF. Joining us as they do every Bills pregame from the Sports Bar on 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every weekday 3 to 6. Please welcome Mike Danger.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
And joining us from the Island of Disappointment, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Woo! Good to be back. El Capitan in the seats.
So you're out of ideas.
No, I'm not. I'm not out of ideas. I'm playing the Dolphins again.
I've seen this outfit already.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Well, if you don't want to see repeat outfits, maybe advocate the NFL to not play divisional teams twice a year.
Okay, so I do want to say that Ryan has kind of become a phenomenon on this show.
Skipper Ryan?
Yeah. And no, just Ryan, period.
Yeah.
Ryan, period. And I despise it because he's getting such a big head.
Jealous?
Big head, like bigger than like physical head, which is a big head for him. And everybody all week has been asking, what do you think Ryan's going to do? They're coming up to me on the streets, Danger. Mm-hmm. What do you think Ryan's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
There were guesses he was going to dress like Mr. 305 Pitbull.
I thought about it.
There were guesses that he was going to come in as Ryami Vice.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
And to give those people what they wanted, you wore the same outfit again.
Well, we're playing the Dolphins again, baby. El Capitan, and the weather's nice up here in Rochester. I was sweating last night, trick-or-treating with my kids.
No, I thought you were going to say sitting on the couch eating chips.
Hilarious.
This game, Danger, I am making the argument this morning that because of the lack of success that Mike McDaniel's had, he is 1-5 against Sean McDermott. The Dolphins have been getting their asses kicked by Buffalo. In the last three games, they've scored an average of 15 points against the Bills. That if the Dolphins lose this game and are pretty much put to bed in the AFC East, this could be the end of Mike McDaniel in Miami.
Agreed. 100%. I think he's losing his job in the offseason no matter what. But could you see an in-season firing? They have all the makings of a team that's about to quit on their coach if they haven't already. And last week when they lost at home to Arizona, that felt like their season. Soul crushing. You get your quarterback back and you still can't beat Arizona at home. And now you got to come to Buffalo where you haven't won in regulation since 2011. Yeah, good luck out there, pal.
Oh, it's all coming
back. No, wait a minute. You told me I was crazy for thinking he was going to get fired.
I want to hear what Captain Neptune has to say over here.
Captain Neptune. Nobody gets that. Ryan, how do we explain how the Dolphins have had such little success overtaking the Bills in the AFC East? They spent a fortune on talent. They go and get this guy who's blowing teams out that aren't halfway good. You would think with what they have on the roster, I mean, logically, they should have been able to beat the Bills once in the last 3 years.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's a bit of an anomaly, but hey, I'm happy that Buffalo's got the guns that they have. You know, obviously, Josh Allen on the field, you could beat any team any week. I don't think it's crazy, but the Bills are a great team. No discredit to the Dolphins. I think they obviously have built toward trying to beat the Bills. We are the new trophy as far as like taking down, which was the Patriots years ago, as far as the Dolphins are concerned. But yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome for us, but a little bit of an anomaly, I would say.
Guys, we're living in the golden age of the AFC East for the Buffalo Bills right
We really
now.
Are.
You don't even realize it. I mean, like the other three teams in this division are so bad. And even when you have a season with a roster that isn't as talented as what we've come accustomed to during Brandon Bean's era, with all that dead cap money, and you're still dominating in this division the way the Bills are, We are the Patriots without the Super Bowls.
I don't know, Danger. Jets fans are convinced after their team beat an at-home win on a short week with a team that has all of their wide receivers injured, that that was their kickstarter to a playoff run.
You watched that game, right?
Oh, I watched that game.
That game was terrible. Oh, both teams looked terrible. Can't believe the Bills lost to that Texans team. I mean, it's not the same Texans team that we saw a few weeks ago, but that was a horrible game, and they shouldn't feel proud about winning that game. That doesn't mean anything.
Right, first half was bad. I mean,
horrible.
The first half was abysmal. I mean, it got a little bit more exciting toward the second half, in the second half of the game. But I'm with you. I mean, it's not the same. And I agree, the Bills should have played better against the Texans.
Okay, that being said, Tommy made his picks this morning. He's coming off a 2-3 week following.
I'm feeling pretty good here, buddy.
Okay, no, again, if they agree with you, it doesn't mean you win. It's what the Bills do.
I understand.
I don't think you do.
Thank you.
Let's get to our first pick from a Tommy Tells It Like It Is this morning here on CMS. Over under 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
That kid's had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And some of it out of his hands. I mean, the house burning down.
Yeah, sure.
These problems over here.
Great.
They're trying to get to the stadium.
Okay.
His quarterback has got issues.
Okay.
It's not good, Pat.
All right.
It's not good. It ain't happening.
So you're saying you don't think he's going to get a touchdown?
McDermott's going to just wall this kid in.
You could also make the argument he's due.
That isn't legitimate, but he
ain't.
That's
the argument you love to make. He's due.
So, but he old. He's also old.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but...
And that team is banged up. And no. Tua ain't the same Tua coming to
Tua
town.
Tua says he's healthy. He says
of
he's
healthy.
Of course
he said he was ready to play when he was doing jazz hands out there.
So to be clear, you are under... One half a touchdown.
I'm ooned.
For Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Here's your fun fact of the day, Danger. In 8 regular season games with both the Chiefs and the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill has scored exactly 2 touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills. But the touchdowns he did score came in tight games. He had one in the season finale last year and one in the primetime home Bills matchup 2 years ago that the Bills won by 3. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, if I'm not mistaken, didn't practice on Wednesday, and he's dealing with a bit of a foot injury. He doesn't look like the same Tyreek Hill. In fact, I think he's on pace for something like 800 receiving yards this year. I mean, it's just not like a Tyreek Hill season like we've come to expect. So I think there's things catching up with him, whether it's the off-field stuff or just some malaise, some injuries that he's dealing with.
Didn't say that.
I don't think he's getting in the end zone. I'm taking the under on this one.
Ryan,
yo,
you are someone who believes in the do factor.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Over under 1.5 a touchdown for Tyreek Hill.
To Danger's point, I did notice that he was Tyreek Hill was on the injury report. It listed him as rest, like a vet rest day. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe. But if he's dealing with injury, like I agree that this has been a weird season for Tyreek Hill. And obviously, you know, with Tua going down and there being a little bit of weirdness on the offensive side, you could expect why that would be the case. Still, even if we have a fully healthy Tyreek Hill, you have Christian Benford on the defensive backside for the Buffalo Bills. You have Rasul Douglas.
Of course.
You have Taron Johnson. You have a very human cruise missile in Taylor Rapp. I think the
Preach,
Bills
the
Bills defensive backfield is elite at this point, and I don't see Tyreek Hill getting in the end zone.
Sweep Ola.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in. Steve
saying?
Writes us on Instagram. This is for Ryan. I'm going to quote. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Boo! I think you've disappointed your audience, Ryan.
Oh, no.
He's got a future in radio if he's disappointing his audience.
I learned it from listening to you.
He's also got a future radio with that hat.
Yeah.
Tommy tells it like it is. Danger, Ryan, and recap. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over, under. 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Pat, would you say that the weather on Sunday is almost perfect football weather?
Yeah, I would agree, yes.
It's going to be
close.
Dry.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Uh-huh.
Not too much wind.
Yeah. Yes.
But all the elements are there for Josh to have do what Josh does.
Okay, let's not consider any of the straight-up facts all your, I just
you're
gave you.
Tell me what happened over here and over there.
Yeah, the last time they played this exact team.
Yeah, but they played it in Miami.
Okay.
This is perfect weather at home. Everybody's jacked to see Josh do his thing. He's going to do his thing.
So?
Yeah. He's gonna get 300 yards.
Okay.
And I don't care about James Cook and Davis over here and this guy over there.
You should. No, you should. So to be clear, you are over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Yeah, to be clear.
Ryan?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
To be clear.
In the last five games against the Dolphins, Josh has thrown for over 300 four times. The lone exception, the last game the Bills played in Miami. And that was because James Cook went off like a car alarm.
Yep.
Three total touchdowns. And by the way, the performance he had, keeping the ball on the ground, that was before we knew about what Ray Davis could do. Josh can get 300.
Here.
If you need it, but is Sean McDermott going to want it over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen?
If I'm not mistaken, I think Josh has thrown for 300 once this season, over 300.
Once.
And that was at like 315, something low. I think the Bills' offense is so dynamic at this point that I think you're going to see more of a balanced run and pass. Ooh. I could see him getting into the mid twos, high twos, but I think 300's a little bit of a stretch. I'm going to take the under on this one, but
this is why your outfit sucks.
You hear him say, "Candy, you're I'm on candy."
You come in all Miami, then you come out like this. You go flat Miami.
Ooh.
But I'm saying he's going to get close to 300.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me.
Every other week it's helped you. Every other week there's always a justification. It's like, agrees with me.
Sunny place full of grimy, shady people.
Terrible.
Danger, Sean McDermott is a man who wants to win with the ball on the ground, it seems. And now he has the opportunity to do that over under 299 yards for Josh Allen.
I'm going over.
Oh! Whoa!
That's how you play dangerous.
Going over.
I think why?
Big plays.
Listen to Spanish Mike.
I feel some big
He's caliente today.
I just feel big plays. I think there'll be some big plays against this defense. This defense is terrible. Miami's defense is not good. Man. They're not
a
good
defense.
They're beat up. They're banged up. I think they'll have their way. I think Josh Allen has his way.
Why did you old man wave?
That's the Miami wave, baby.
Okay,
right
don't even know. Like, your body...
you're going down, man.
Convulsing for no reason.
He doesn't even have control over his body anymore. Like, we knew he lost control of his mouth.
That last night.
I will punch you in your... He's talking about our mother. You're laughing.
He's talking about your mother.
Thank you. I love his mother. His mother is a saint.
Yeah, she's great.
Tommy tells it like it is, being recapped by our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar 3-6 every weekday, Mike Danger from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan, the disappointment Duffy. Let's get to our third pick this morning here on CMF. Over under 15 yards rushing for Tua.
I mean, that's a very small amount of yardage. That could just happen in a broken play, correct?
It can, but, I mean, there could be... Look, we've seen Josh stop running.
Yeah.
There are plays where, at least, well, earlier in the season, there are plays where he could have taken off, and he didn't do it. There could be a mandate, like, look, if you're going to go, you're going to stay put.
But they could be in desperation by the at a point in the game where he feels like he's got to do something.
And that's what scares me the most about that. Because so that's how he got hurt against DeMar Hamlin. He was in desperation. Yeah. They were down big.
And I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to take the over.
You're taking over 15
yards
rushing.
Yeah, I think the kid's going to get desperate, and he's going to try to run, and it's going to be not good.
Okay. All right, the elephant in the room, Ryan, other than you.
Didn't see that one coming. Really teed that one up.
Is what happens on the field with Tua's health this weekend.
Okay.
Sean McDermott loves to blitz Tua. That's how you stop him.
Sure.
Two of his concussions, even though the first one was a concussion, have come against this Bills defense.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Dolphins have a mandate that he stays put to try and protect himself? Or does he get competitive and take off running without sliding over under 15 yards rushing for Tua Tagovailoa?
You know, a mandate may come in the form of the plays that are called, or, you know, the audibles, whatever the case. But at the end of the day, Tua's going to make the decision to run with the ball if he feels he sees it open. And he's done that in the past. I do see him not holding back when it comes to scrambling with the ball. I hope that he doesn't just because of precedent. But I think he's likely to go over 15 yards, probably not too much over. But I do fear for when, you know, you have a little bit of an opening in the center of the field and he takes off trying to get a first down. And, you know, we've seen what happens in the past. So it's a little worrisome.
All right, Danger. Tua, in the three games he has played this year, has rushed for 11, 17, and 13 yards respectively. Over under, 15 yards rushing for Tua Tagovailoa.
Do you think the Bills are in his kitchen a little bit?
Oh, yeah, bro. I mean, they own him.
Yeah.
They own him.
I kind of like that. I think he's scared. I don't think he's going to run.
Oh.
I think he's going to stay in the pocket. I think he's going to get beat up in the pocket. I think he'd rather get a sack in the pocket than go downfield.
But he can't take a sack.
Run into DeMar Hamlin the way he did in the last time these two teams. I don't think he's going to rush for over 15 yards.
Okay, but here's the thing. Him taking a sack might be the safer thing to do.
How?
He played all last year. Did not get hurt. It was when he left the pocket is when he picked up that concussion against DeMar Hamlin.
I think any sack sends that kid to the hospital.
And that sack against the Cincinnati was the one that was the one that put him over the edge.
Yes, no, you're right. Look, I'm not saying that it's. I mean, you're right.
I'm thinking
so
out
you're
of,
wrong
out of,
is what he's
I'm
saying.
I'm thinking out of survival. The kid's going to run.
Look, I'm telling you, man, that you can kind of control the chaos in the pocket. There are places you can move left and right and not take the hit.
You can protect yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I think Danger's right. It's when you get past the line of scrimmage where anything can happen.
You can protect yourself by sliding. I think if he does that, and that's where I also think he's going to go over the 15, because like if you just add on 4, 6, whatever the case, like he's going to get to 15 before you know it.
Brian doing math for us. If you take 4 and then 6 and then 3.
Which is 10 and then 13, then you get 2 more and then I win.
That's how many sandwiches I had last night while trick-or-treaters were
coming
through.
Is the problem. See, he knows that I'm right, so he tries to go for the easy bait. I know I'm in his kitchen right now. I know.
No, look, if there is a kitchen, I agree you are in it.
Hilarious.
From the YouTube chat room, Captain in 10 meals.
Nice. That's funny.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. All right, let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Do they win? It is by 6 or more.
Okay. I think that the Bills win.
And
they cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now you're done?
Well, I mean, what are you asking me beyond that?
I'm not asking you a thing.
We're asking if you're done with your pick is what we're asking.
I mean, I see this being a hell of a game, Pat. A hell of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I'm thinking big things for the Bills,
baby. Oh,
my God.
0-5 against the spread. 0-5 against the spread when they are favored by 4 or more since 2020. Okay, just say it, stupid. Just say it. Will you just say it?
I'm talking about a Ryan Dubby Miami Rice blowout.
Miami Vice. We've been over this.
I like the start.
I love how you're dyslexic and you said it by accident once the wrong way, so now you're all in on it. That's great. This is fun for everybody.
Oh, man.
There are two alarming statistics, Danger, for this Bills team. Since 2020, when the Bills are favored by 4 points or more against the Dolphins, they are 0-5 against the spread, 4-1 straight up. Meaning that if this is a close game, it could be a play or two that goes either way. They are favored right now by 5.5.
It's funny, that line keeps moving towards Miami too, right?
It does, yes, yes,
it's almost like inviting you to take the Buffalo Bills. Just inviting you.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. Here's the other weird statistic, and Tommy is putting no concern into this, but the last 3 seasons that the Bills have played on Sunday after the time change, the fallback, they're 0-3.
Interesting.
Now, we know McDermott is a guy who keeps this team regimented, like down to the second. That could legitimately mean something.
Do you think there's anything to Josh Allen going to a Yankee game earlier this week and Halloween parties with Haley Steinfeld and dressing up and, you know, living his best life this week? Practice, the Dolphins coming up on Sunday. You think there's anything to that?
I mean, look, if he doesn't play well, he's going to hear it. That's for sure.
He's going to play well. They're going to win. They're going to blow him out.
Oh.
35-17 Bills.
Oh, my God. 35 points.
Again, that didn't just happen. It's his prediction.
He's a professional prognosticator. He's a sports guy. He's got his own show that people see and hear.
We have our own show.
I know. We need to spruce it up a little bit.
Okay.
Like, nothing even works in here.
Ryan, the Dolphins are a desperate team.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance they have at a playoff berth relies in this weekend, and McDaniel could be coaching for his job.
Yeah.
Over, under. Or excuse me, I'm sorry. Do the Bills win and do they do it by 6 points or more?
I mean, I think there's no doubt you're in desperation mode as far as the
Must
Dolphins.
Must be an echo in here.
The Dolphins are. I'm agreeing. See, when I agree with him too, he still takes shots.
Every day I deal with that.
Shut up! I will murder both
Maybe
of you.
We should start our own show.
See, this is where it starts. This is where it starts.
You planted the seed, baby. No, I think.
You've never eaten anything that started from a seed.
Funny.
Unless it's on a piece of bread, seed, eggs, nectar, and
sesame chicken. there's no doubt the Dolphins are in desperation mode, not only for this season, but for Mike McDaniel and his ability to show that he can take down the almighty Bills in the division. I think if it's going to be close, it would be surprising, but I'm sorry, man. I'm a Danger. I think this is going to be a blurt of the Buffalo Bills.
Blowout.
I don't like this game.
Or the Buffalo Bills.
I do not like this game. This game is making me very nervous.
Because I'm believing after last week.
Are they desperate or are they defeated? I feel like they're more defeated than they are desperate.
He sees things.
It's a fine line. You know, I don't think they're so defeated yet. I think
lost at home to the Cardinals on a game-losing drive.
Sure, and that stinks. And we've seen the Bills come on the receiving end of that against the likes of the Cardinals and against the Vikings a couple seasons ago. Like, those games are going to happen. Those games are going to happen. The Cardinals are a good team. But I'm saying, like, I think that, yes, they are 100% in desperation mode, and they're going to put up a fight. But if they get blown out here, I think at that point you're defeated. Literally and figuratively.
All right. Wow. Tommy has made his bonus pick.
The boys are with me.
I don't like, when everybody agrees, bad things happen.
You worry too much. Relax and enjoy it. Everybody's, it's harmonious in here. It's great.
Who taught you harmonious?
Word of the week.
I'm surprised you were able to read it.
Were you really?
Oh, what, are you and Ryan doing the same jokes?
I had Ryan read it to me. I went to the smarter brother.
Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick here in the break room on CMF.
But not so fast. Upset buddy.
God,
why? What's the matter?
Shut up. Shut up and just
what
do
you doing? What is this?
I'm trying not to punch you. I want to punch
you. Is that how you
so
punch?
I
know a buddy that can teach you to punch.
Really? Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here? I'll show you how I punch. How about that?
You have him flustered this morning. God.
Flustered is not the word.
I'm so mad right now.
What's your stupid ass bonus pick?
Okay, my bonus pick. Yes, I do. So I say somebody.
Okay.
And the Bills offense will get Offensive Player of the Week.
So there will be a Buffalo Bill that is
that will
AFC.
Be such an AFC
okay.
Player of the Week because they're going to have such an outstanding performance. I don't know.
Has anybody gotten it yet this year?
Josh had it.
Josh got it and early. James Cook got it.
Okay.
Josh got it right. For his week one performance. I believe James Cook. No. Josh and James Cook.
Okay. They both had it, though.
Yeah.
Probably good that we cut it there.
Yeah, yeah. It got
it went on like that for another 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, shut up! Everybody shut up! Ryan,
yo.
James Cook's AFC Offensive Player of the Week came after the first Dolphins game.
Uh-huh.
Now, keep in mind, Tommy thinks that Josh Allen's going over 300, which would indicate that he believes Josh will be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Do the Bills have the AFC Offensive Player of the Week after playing the Dolphins this week?
I love this pick. This is the most grounded in reality.
Fredo. Call me Fredo? I knew it was you.
The most.
You don't go against the family.
By the way, he heard Fredo and was waiting for Al. He's all excited and he started sweating again.
Hilarious.
Oh, my butt. Oh, my butt hurts. Pork butt hurts.
It's so funny. You take it from him and get angry, and then you just send it right over to me.
But yeah, it's a circular firing squad. Welcome terrible. To the break room.
Right. Yeah, no, I think this has the most potential for any bonus pick I've ever heard from you.
Damn.
Before. Whether it's Josh, whether it's James Cook, whether it's Keon Coleman, who has come off of two very strong games. Like, there is a high potential for this to happen. Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, for
you
that matter.
You guys just naming Bills players now?
Yes, because all of them are probable to receive, if they go off, are probable to receive AFC Offensive Player of the Week. So, yeah, I'm taking this all day. What are your thoughts? Do you disagree?
I think that you're an idiot. That's what I think.
Oh, look at that.
All right, danger. Do the Bills have the Offensive Player of the Week on the roster after Sunday?
The probability of it when you look at the overall, like, no, you would say no, right? I'm saying yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my
I think
God.
Josh Allen is your Offensive Player of the Week.
He's calling his shot.
I think Josh Allen.
I was
Allen,
taking the field.
Josh Allen goes to a Yankees game, parties all week with his starlet girlfriend. Who knows what the time change does to him? He shows up. It doesn't matter. He owns this team. Owns Miami. He's daddy. He's gonna go off.
Oh,
he's
Miami
gonna be the
daddy.
AFC offensive
daddy.
Player of the week.
Why did you teach him
Miami daddy?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. This has all the makings in every single angle of a trap game.
This is the trap game of the week.
They're looking ahead to Indianapolis next week.
No, the statistics I gave you, the weird hour stat, the against the spread, the close game, the desperation from the Dolphins, Josh being in New York for a game, the whole team going to a costume party, right? This has all of the makings for a disaster, the desperation of Mike McDaniel. If we lose this game, I will never forgive any of you.
Look at Chicken Little over here. Just scream,
oh Chicken
God,
Alfredo?
You know why he's upset? Because it's not Chicken Big, which is what he orders every time he goes to get chicken.
Can you score the counter and say Chicken Big?
Chicken Big, please. I like big chicken. You were saying, I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying it's funny to see you so panicked. I think you're just hedging your bet.
Are you not a Bills fan? Have you not been alive and had
eyes and ears?
I'm
feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it. I'm riding that wave. Woo! Wee!
Danger?
Yeah.
You can catch him on the Sports Bar, 3 to 6, 95.7 The Fan, every weekday. What do you guys got going on today?
You know, we're going to check in with our old friend Marcel Louis-Jacques, who covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN. He'll be joining us this afternoon at 4:25.
And defeating Napoleon at Waterloo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Frenchman. Yes. And we'll talk some fantasy football with our buddy Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy as well this afternoon in the sports bar.
All right, Ryan, if our listeners wanted to be further disappointed by you, where could they catch the newest Let's Go Duffalo podcast?
They can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find us on social media at let's.go.com. Duffalo.
All right.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell are people doing to kids in trick-or-treating where Kimmy gets this question asked of her last
this
night?
This may be a first.
So, Kimmy, for the first time since you've moved in,
yeah.
You got trick-or-treaters last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, like we in the past maybe had like two or three kids, and last night, I don't know if it was the weather or what, but all the kids were out.
But you said there was one interaction that is bothering you this morning.
Yeah, so I was standing on my porch, handing out candy, kids were coming up, and one kid, I would say he was 11, 12-ish, he reached in, I was like, oh, take what you want, and then he pulled his hand back, and he goes, wait, is this free? And I go, like, I paused for a second because I thought he was kidding, but I think he was asking if it was free candy, and I was shocked. Ooh. I don't know why he asked me that.
Okay.
It wasn't like we had any special candy or something. It was just, you know, your standard, like, you know, fun size Snickers, Twix, all that.
So, like, it's really cute and polite.
Yeah,
that
it was very polite.
It's just an
but
odd
he was suspicious. Like, wait a second. Is this candy free?
Is that like his first ever Halloween?
No.
I don't know.
13.
And he was with a bunch of other kids.
Right.
Okay.
But he picked up on something, maybe. I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe, you know, the bleakness of the porch, lack of decorations. Maybe he thought maybe he needed to, like, throw you a couple of bucks to keep this thing going.
What are people making kids do for candy?
I don't want to know.
No, seriously.
Well, we just talked to one guy who makes them say trick or treat or no candy.
So danger in the commercial break.
So maybe that's what he meant.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Do I have to say something?
Danger in the commercial break, who was just on with us, said that last night there was a kid, it's a bunch of kids, they came up, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. One kid didn't say trick-or-treat, and he stared the kid in the face
yes.
and wouldn't give him candy.
Said, what's
it was a standoff.
Word.
What's the magic word? A man in his 50s looked at a kid in a costume and said, I will give you candy if you tell me the magic word, which is a felony in 4 states.
Yes.
How much interaction do you have with the little trick-or-treaters when they come to your door?
None. I mean, just the candy.
You don't talk to them?
A little bit. I mean, they. But it's real bad, and I don't really do much. Now, my wife will chat them up.
Chat them up.
Plus, you're so cute, what are you, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm very base.
You're supposed to have a conversation with
them. Nah, I'm more like a vending machine. It's just going to be spit out, here you go.
Kimmy, how much interaction do you have with the trick-or-treaters when they come up?
I just say I love your costume, and then they move on. They just want the candy.
Yeah, they don't
want
to talk to
me.
No, they always want to talk.
The younger they are, like the cuter they are, the more I feel like I'm more talking to their parents, I guess, at that point. But no, I don't really have much interaction.
I will have a full conversation with every little one that comes up because they want to tell you about their costume.
But the little ones do, but at a certain age, they just want the candy.
Also, don't make an assumption about what they are because they're
going
to get very upset.
They get pissed.
See, Dad, I told you I needed the mask.
Yeah, you really are setting up parents for a bad time. No, like I last night, if you let a kid talk about their costume, they will talk forever. There's this kid we had last night because every kid under like 7, you got to get down to their level, which for you is very easy. You just stand there. And, what are you? You having fun? Da, 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 da. And this kid, he's like 5.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a construction worker. And he's got the vest and he's got a saw and a hammer. And he's explaining it. Bro, this kid stood in my driveway for 5 minutes and talked my ear off. So long, in fact, that other kids were coming up behind him.
Also, it was a union job.
The kid described his costume and talked to me for so long.
Yeah.
There were other kids coming up the driveway, reaching around him into the bowl of candy, putting in their thing and walking
away. So you kind of get stuck, though.
Well, but where am I going? I'm fine with that. Let the kid have their time.
I know, but the stories go nowhere.
Yeah, he's not a writer for The Tonight Show. He's five.
And you never will be with that act, kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy has a trick-or-treater last night who asks her when she's handing out candy, is the candy free?
Yeah. Is this free? So suspicious.
Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, first, did this kid go to an area of the city where they have a cover charge for the cul-de-sac or something?
Cul-de-sac cover charge. One of my favorite Dead cover bands.
No cul-de-sac. Second, that I'm aware of.
So my older daughter, Iris, she's a kid. Don't ask her about her Halloween costume, because she's probably going as Donatello, and she will talk to you for the next 30 minutes about why Donatello is her favorite turtle.
Yeah, I mean, look, but it's great. I love seeing the kids light up like that. Like, nobody talks to kids for real. Like,
oh, for God. Kids get so much interaction now. You kidding me? They got five TV channels.
No, I think you're right. This is like the one excuse. Like, how often are you talking to any of the neighborhood kids, like, having a full-on conversation?
Yeah, you're not going up to some kid Wegmans getting down, squatting down, and be like, tell me about your day.
Not anymore, I think.
No, next thing you know, the cops are showing up and you're going downtown.
Yeah, that was kind of the
joke. Yeah, it was a joke we did already, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Great call, Ben. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Don't ever talk to Ben at your door.
No, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says this could have been someone from another country or someone that was in a religious family that's never done this before. We have customs we think are normal, okay, but people that aren't used to them. What?
That's the stupidest take.
No, the kid,
the religion one?
No, I mean, it's possible.
So this is the week they broke their religion and decided to do it at 13.
No, maybe they were. I mean, there's religions that don't celebrate Halloween. Jehovah's Witness.
Why would he be at your door with the candy?
Well, because maybe the family left the church. I mean, do Mormons go trick-or-treating? Is that okay
for
them? Are you sure?
I know.
Yeah.
They don't?
Well, Mormons don't go and...
Jehovah's Witnesses don't go.
Yeah. I think they both don't. I think it's a pagan holiday about the devil.
Can you please Google do Mormons trick or treat? Thank you.
I don't think they're allowed to eat much candy.
See, there you go. I don't think. Here we go again.
They can't drink soda or drink chocolate.
They can't have caffeine, but they could have like.
I don't know. They can't have a lot of pleasure. That's why they live in Utah. So we're not allowed to do, man. You got one lake. You don't even use it.
It doesn't seem like it's against the rules.
It's frowned upon.
Okay, so it says Mormons.
Shut up! You literally just said
low sin.
I'll read you what this says. It says they do it like a trunk or treat event at the church.
Okay, but they won't go door to door.
Again, it doesn't say they don't, but maybe this is just more common.
Let's not make a blanket statement about a religion we know nothing about. No, you literally just said they're banned due to their religion.
Says the church has no official issue with it.
Okay, so they go trick or treating.
We don't know.
No, it just said the church has no official issue with it.
But they seem to do it at the church.
You don't know that.
They eat.
Well, it seems like that's the more common thing.
They get the candy out of the trunk.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.